our good buddy Justin Shackle, we played here on WFAN how he had some issues with Jazz Chisholm. And he's not the first one to have that issue. A lot of people have had some trickiness trying to say the name Jazz Chisholm. Take a listen.
Jazz Chisholm. Jazz Chisholm.
So, we kind of made a bet with each other. All right, so he's going to get to call Jazz Chisholm tonight. That was last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to start, so he's going to have to say his name a bunch of times. It's now on his mind that he messed up the Jazz Chisholm name. How will he do? Will it be on his mind and will he screw up? Or will he have a flawless Chisholm night? All of us thought he would screw up. Tiki was confident he was going to have a clean night. Are you ready to take a listen?
I am.
So I did the calculations. I was up till 4 a.m. Jazz Chisholm's name was said 9 times.
9.
Number 1.
Jazz Chisholm, the batter, lefty hitter, the first pitch outside.
All right.
Nailed it.
1-for-1. Number 2.
Jazz Rotto, Hermes Arrington Chisholm. Miami center fielder. An all-star from a couple of seasons ago.
Clever.
That's very, you know what that is? That's a Mike Francesa.
That's clever.
Who is the baseball player? He didn't know who he was.
Al Albuquerque.
Right. He's like, Albert Luis. Albuquerque.
I know him as Alberto.
Right. Yeah. So he went full name. So far.
That's clever. Makes you have to focus on saying the whole name.
I know. He was working last night.
Clever.
Number 3.
And it's line in the air, left field, pretty deep toward the line for Dugo, giving it a chase. It'll drop in fair territory and settle into the corner. Chisholm sprints to second. He rounds the bag hard, but moves back, and he's in there with a two-out double. Chisholm sprints to second.
That was close.
Chisholm sprints. Chisholm sprints.
It was a Chisholm.
Yeah, that's close.
I'll play it one more time.
Chisholm sprints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got
what,
it.
What you want to hear, you hear.
That's a good point.
So you're hearing Chisholm on that one?
It is definitely Chisholm.
Chisholm sprints.
We're going to put that one to the side. I can't say you got that one right. We'll argue later.
If that was the NFL, that would be an automatic review.
Yeah, we're going to review that at the end. Let's listen to another Jazz Chisholm.
Chisholm breaks for third. The pitch sails over the glove of Wells, goes to the backstop, and Chisholm is at third base with a stolen bag.
Well, the second one was good. Can we hear the first one again?
Chisholm breaks for
I don't know, man.
Chisholm breaks for
That's the same. It's the same as the previous one.
Yeah, that one's clear. We're going to give that one a correct answer. No replay needed. All right, let's hear another one.
Sliding stop by Torres to his left. He throws to first, and it's in time. They get Chisholm. Torres makes sure that ball does not leave the infield. There's one away on a ground ball off the bat of Jazz Chisholm.
I like that he went to it again. Almost like, I'm going to show you guys I got this.
Yes. I will say the ones that we've put off for review or the one we put off for review, these other calls aren't helping that case. You're getting a very emphasized shh. Here on these other ones.
Oh, I see.
All I'm saying is, yeah, follow the pattern.
All right.
All right. Keep going.
Keep going.
That ball floats under the glove of Rizzo off the bat of Chisholm.
That was good, too.
I think that I heard the cha. All right.
And since 2022, Jazz Chisholm has played in 167 of 334 possible games.
Yeah, that's clean.
I'm telling you, you have to say his first name. If you say his first name, it makes you emphasize his last name.
And Shackle in that call gave it a good breath after Jazz. Jazz Chisholm has played in.
Yes.
Well, you don't think that saying Jazz actually makes it more difficult because you're putting the J in your mouth?
Well, you're getting rid of the J. You're letting it go. You're speaking it.
I know, but doesn't your mouth want to give another J?
No. No, you don't want to go JJ. You want to say J.
I don't know. I think it makes it more difficult when you say Chisholm. Jazz. If you just say Chisholm on its own.
By the way, the way to actually solve this is to just emphasize the Z's. Jazz Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm.
Right. Interesting. Jazz Chisholm.
How many more do we have?
This is the last one.
All right, this is the last one.
They lead the Marlins by one, and Clay Holmes is on the mound. Making his sixth appearance, he'll deal with Jazz Chisholm.
Okay.
When he says the Jazz, it's perfectly clean every time.
So there's one that's under further review. Can we hear that again? Let's analyze this a little bit closer.
I isolated it from the time he says it.
Perfect.
Chisholm sprints to second. Chisholm sprints.
It's Chisholm, guys.
Yeah, yeah. That's a loss. I'm sorry.
Chisholm.
Yeah. Look, I think he had a great night.
He hit 900.
He hit 9.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Chisholm.
1,000.
That's not 1,000. He said Chisholm. He didn't say Chisholm.
No, he said Chisholm.
Chisholm
No, no, no. He did so good at pronouncing that CH on all the other ones. That's what makes this a J.
Chisholm.
Let me hear it again.
Chisholm.
Here, say it again.
Chisholm.
Say it again.
Chisholm.
You're going to need a cigarette after all that.
He can't Chisholm. Take the J out of his mouth there.
It's not a J. It's a CH.
Listen.
That's a Chisholm.
He got that one wrong.
No, he
but
didn't.
I want to say he had a great night. Like, I think, first of all, I think he did a great job filling in for John. It's not easy, and I think he was awesome. And I think that knowing the pressure was on, because he knew the pressure was on, I think he batted like 950.